war sehr schön, Miguel, ja. Aber I will now speak English. I mean, if I would have to take care about some Lugner, Richard, I think I would spend all my life doing nothing. So I just wanted to ask you whether you know this boy. And like, yeah, I mean, does anybody know this boy? No, nobody knows this boy. That's it, because he's like very anonymous. Because he's anonymous as all the other African people who come to Europe. They are all anonymous. And they have anonymous stories, and his story is a story of many, many people here. This guy lives in Ghana, and he's 10 years old on the photo. And he has family, he has mother and father. His father is a school director. He has a brother, and they all live in a peaceful, almost peaceful universe at the Volta Lake in Ghana. And the guy is loving dancing, and he loves drumming, he loves music, and every year he's actually really being participating in an art birthday that happened there. And until one day when in 2007, somewhere between January and July, a neighbor comes to him and he says that his father got murdered and the boy has to run away. He's 15 when he starts his travel. He just takes his things and he goes to the capital of Ghana, to Accra. His mother and his other brother, they escape in an unknown direction. He doesn't know where they are. I brought you a map to see, because it's very important. If you don't know how the Africa looks like, it looks like that. It connects up in the north to Europe. And here we go with the violet markers. The boy goes from Accra, that is down. He goes with a car to Niamey in Niger. Then he goes with a bus to Agadez. In Agadez, it's here. It's here. There is no road anymore. So him and other 27 people stand in front of a big Sahara desert, and they decide to go by feet. They go by feet for 2 months, that means 60 days, and the travel takes them 1,000 kilometers. They walk through the desert, and finally they land in Ghat, in Libya, but there they are just 11 left. That means that 18 people stayed in the desert. And I want to tell you that they didn't start another life there. Then he gets taken into the prison. Then he moves to Sabah and he gets taken to another prison. And finally he realizes that if he stays in Libya, they will just tell him to go back to Ghana. So he decides to go to Tripoli and he takes a big risk to go over the sea to Italy. So he travels to Europe with an illegal boat. Finally, in 2008, he lands in a Lampedusa island. It's so small that it's not written here. It's here. Lampedusa island. After 4 days, he gets taken to Italy, where immediately they say he needs to be deported back. So he runs away. For 1.5 years, he travels to Italy and works, illegally, of course. And finally, he decides to look for a better life in Austria. And in 2009, in end of February exactly, he lands in Vienna and he is taken to Flüchtlingslager in Treiskirchen. And afterwards, he's being taken to Salzburg, it's here, in the middle, to the clearing house. But there, although he's now in Austria, his fight is not over. Still long not over.